Many Americans picked up their newspapers today and saw something that's been hidden from view so far in this war, flag-draped caskets of American soldiers. Last year, the Pentagon began enforcing a long-standing policy that bans media coverage of coffins arriving at military bases, so these images haven't been seen by the public until now. In one photograph, a man in military camouflage tucks a flag around a coffin, one in a long line of coffins that stretch into the background. In another picture, a soldier salutes in front of 20 coffins neatly arrayed on a military transport plane. These pictures and hundreds of others were released by the Air Force Air Mobility Command after a Freedom of Information Act request filed by Russ Kick. He operates a website called The Memory Hole. He spoke earlier today with NPR.
I've always thought it was that war should not be sanitized and airbrushed. You know, I think people should see what the real results of war are. So that's why I think it's important in this particular case that these images be published.
The Pentagon says those photos should not have been made public, that their release conflicts with standing policy. Deputy Undersecretary of Defense John Molino.
We don't want the remains of our service members who have made the ultimate sacrifice to be the subject of any kind of attention that is unwarranted or undignified.
The political sensitivity over displays of military dead is nothing new. President Johnson was beleaguered by news coverage of the daily casualty toll during the Vietnam War. More recently, presidents have often made it a point to honor in public those killed in the line of duty. On May 9, 1980, President Carter went to Arlington National Cemetery. He sat with family members of eight commandos who were killed on an aborted mission to rescue the American hostages in Iran. That effort was a national fiasco, a black mark on Jimmy Carter's presidency.
When I approached the meeting shortly before this ceremony began with the families of those who have lost their lives, I did it with some degree of concern and trepidation. But as I approached them, everyone, and we put our arms around each other, invariably they said, "God bless you, Mr. President. We are proud, Mr. President." And either Richard or Harold or Lynn or Charles or Joel or John or Dewey or George were honored to serve their country.
3 years later, President Reagan went to Camp Lejeune for the memorial service to honor 241 Marines killed in Beirut and also the soldiers killed during the invasion of Grenada. He didn't speak at that service, but in 1985 he made a speech when he went to Andrews Air Force Base to pin Purple Hearts on the caskets of four Marines, embassy guards killed while off duty in El Salvador.
"We received them in death as they were on the last night of their lives, together and following a radiant light. Following it toward heaven, toward home. And if we reach, or when we reach, heaven's scenes, we truly will find it guarded by United States Marines."
The Pentagon ban on media coverage of returning casualties dates back to 1991, the Persian Gulf War. It was in response to the first President Bush's reaction to an incident a little over a year earlier. He was said to have been outraged when TV networks showed a split-screen image. On one side, the president briefing on the progress of the Panama invasion. On the other, images of caskets arriving at Dover. But the policy has largely been honored in the breach. Media coverage was allowed of President Clinton's appearance at Andrews Air Force Base for a service for those killed in the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa. 2 years later, after the attack on the USS Cole in 2000, President Clinton went to a memorial service in Norfolk, Virginia, and photos of the sailors' caskets were distributed.
"They have given us their deaths. Let us give them their meaning. Their meaning of peace and freedom, of reconciliation and love."
More recently, President George W. Bush has been criticized for not attending any funerals of those killed in the war in Iraq. The White House has said it doesn't want to elevate or diminish one sacrifice over another, and it says the president regularly meets in private with families of those killed. The president did speak of losses last year when he met with troops at Fort Carson, Colorado, an army base that has suffered heavy casualties in the war.
Every person who dies in the line of duty leaves a family that lives in sorrow and comrades who must go on without them. The Fort Carson community said farewell to some of your best. One of them was Staff Sergeant Daniel Bader. This good man left behind his wife Tiffany and their 14-month-old daughter. Tiffany Bader said this to a reporter recently. I'm going to wait until she is old enough to realize what happened, and I will tell her exactly what her daddy did for her. He died serving his country so that my little girl could grow up free.
Retired Army General Henry Shelton coined the term the Dover test to apply to military operations. He said, "We have to ask, is the American public prepared for the sight of our most precious resources coming home in flag-draped caskets into Dover Air Force Base?" Well, Kathleen Hall Jamison says shielding the American people from that site, doing an end run around the Dover test, is counterproductive. She's director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania.
The news media will find a way in order to communicate their form of tribute to those who are dying. And as a result, you are seeing pages in a newspaper that take the pictures of all of those who died that week and put them on the page. That's a much more personal rendering of their deaths than showing the coffins. And when that happens, we're personalizing the deaths without also attaching to them the country's formal tribute to them. And part of what happens when the bodies are brought back in the flag-draped coffins is the country is, in essence, marking that moment as a moment worthy of pause and reflection and also worthy of tribute. And so I think it's a mistake not to permit that moment to occur.
The Pentagon has barred any further release of photographs of American war dead returning home. One footnote, a spokesman at Dover Air Force Base said the photos released last week also included casualties from Afghanistan and the astronauts from the Space Shuttle Columbia.